Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. It's Friday.
Honestly, because we do this show 3 times a week, it really feels like you get the whole up and down roller coaster of our week. And, you know, there's never a dull week on Bravo. We had some great episodes this week. Vanderpump, Beverly Hills, that was fun. And last night we got another exciting episode of New York as well.
Would you call it exciting? Or I could probably think of another adjective, but it was
it was like a
ping pong match at one time. I was like, what is happening?
It wasn't my favorite episode ever, but there was still a lot happening. And we also got to see a very wasted Sonia Morgan in a corn maze. So
oh my god, we should at the end of the season see how many episodes she was drunk and how many she was completely sober for, because that could be a fun little like challenge,
like keep a little tally.
I'm just like so cheery today. I think it's because it finally hit like in the 70s. It's weather wise
it's gonna be like in the 80s today, and I don't want it to be hot outside. Like, I want it to be nice outside.
But I know. Anyway, we can't think of anywhere we'd rather be than Camp Getaway in this weather.
Is that the case?
Yeah, so I watched it again, and let me tell you, I actually watched it last night. It's giving me serious summer house vibes.
Yeah.
I like very serious summer house-esque. They're going on the weekends from the city. They're showing them at their jobs and they're going driving to, I actually don't know where it is. The Berkshires maybe? Poconos? But I should look that up. And they're having fun and letting loose on the weekends. And it's kind of like pulling me in. I really like it. I do. And there's drama. So I highly suggest you watch it, because I don't really know why. I don't have
because what the fuck else are you doing?
I'm like, don't know why you should, but like, you should. It's like, it's fun and
I
can make you feel like a kid again. I don't know.
So last weekend, non-Bravo related, I started watching Dynasty, the reboot, because I have a few friends who watch it, including our coworker Ashley. She is on the Dynasty train hard. And I was like, I'm just going to watch this. It seems fun. And it's been less than a week and I've watched 32 episodes. And it's just so crazy right now because I don't even feel like I like it that much. I'm like, oh yeah, this is fun, whatever. I'll put on an episode. And then I realized that I've already watched a season and a half.
That happened to me with Ozark. That happened to me and I was like not feeling it. But wait, so you like Dynasty?
It's fun. It's very over the top.
Oh, I started non-Bravo related. I restarted Desperate Housewives, which is a serious throwback and I love it. And I'm already on season 3.
I have been considering a Desperate Housewives rewatch. It's on the list.
Yeah, and it's good. But you know what? That one kind of takes time. You have to pay attention, and not like pay attention like Game of Thrones pay attention, but there's so many details. And there's 8 seasons, which, like, that's a long show if you think about it. So only the best are, like, more than 5 seasons.
It's funny because I remember at the beginning of work from home quarantine period, I was like, okay, like, I better strategize about what TV I want to watch, because if this only lasts a few weeks, I don't want to feel like I wasted it. And then now I'm looking back, and since we've been bored in the house, I finished Southern Charm. I watched all of Ladies of London. I watched all of Summer House.
I can't even list everything that I've watched.
I watched all of Below Deck Med. I'm on season 3 of Married to Medicine. I'm like, this is a little bit gross at this point. How many shows I have watched to completion since we have been working from home.
My brother said to me the other day, like, what if you run out of things to watch? And I said to him, I can say with full confidence that from now until the rest of my life, I won't run out of things to watch.
My roommate actually asked me if I had, he's like, you've seen, like, all the Bravo shows now, haven't you? And I'm like, well, I've seen all the, like, Housewives and Southern Charm, like, that kind of stuff, and Vanderpump, but, oh, there's always more.
There is always more, but we should get into Real Houses in New York from last night, because at the end of this episode, we have an interview with Leah McSweeney, our New York newbie. Well, yes. Housewife newbie. She's not new to New York.
Leah has, I will say she has made her mark very quickly, and so I was excited to get to talk to her, and she spilled a little bit of tea, talked about her first impressions of the women, and it was just a fun time. Leah is such a chill, easy person to talk to.
We're fans.
Definitely stick around at the end of the episode for that interview, because it was a fun one. But
imagine
to this week's... Go ahead.
Because we were saying how much we like her. So imagine how hard that is. Even someone asked her that question when we talked last week. You're first going onto a show, you don't know if you're going to be liked or not liked. And you don't have that much room to make that impression. So that's, like, really hard. I can't imagine what'll happen to me when I'm on The Housewives. Like, what list I'll be on. But
in 3 to 5 years when you get cast on Real Housewives.
Oh, God. Yeah. Last night started off with Tinsley at this boxing match. And let me tell you something. As soon as quarantine is over, I am booking a class with this guy.
With Martin.
Oh, my God. On the one I watch, I just want to stand up and, like, throw punches. He's nuts.
He looks like, kind of like Andre the Giant, but with, like, more hair.
No, what is that guy in Mario Kart? Who does he look like?
Donkey Kong?
I don't know. I don't think he looks, maybe I'm not big, right? I was like, wait, he doesn't look like Donkey Kong. I don't know. He's so, like, nice, though. He almost looks like a gentle giant, even though he's probably not that gentle. But he also can't pronounce any of the women's names, which I was laughing out loud at.
Yeah, he goes, Dorinda, where do they get these names? And then he calls her Dorito.
Dorito.
But it's so
Dinsel Dan. He was calling Tinsley, like, Dinsel Dan.
So we see Tinsley in this boxing class with sparring with Martin. And she is, I will say, not doing well at the boxing part, but Martin is basically giving her a therapy session while they're boxing. And honestly, I feel like he was pretty good at that. He got her to admit some insecurities and stuff. She did not last long in the ring, but that was
really fun.
We should
have Tinsley and Sutton boxing each other.
That would be pitiful.
I know, I have my money on Tinsley, though.
So then we also see at the same time, Dorinda is with Luann and Leah at the High Line, which I miss going to the High Line.
I know.
And she's claiming that she is not interested in Tinsley, basically implying that she doesn't give a shit about her and she doesn't care about her, which is funny considering that so far the main storyline this season has been Dorinda picking fights with Tinsley.
Yeah, it's weird. You care a little bit.
I think that's, like, kind of a classic housewife thing, that one person feels like they're better than the other person, and they're like, oh, I'm above her, I don't care about her, and it's like, then why are you trying to ruin her life?
Right, but it's equivalent to you liking a guy, or a guy liking a girl. It's like, I don't care about him, I don't care about him. Like, I don't care about him. Meanwhile, you're stalking, like, their life. and know every detail about it. And there's something about that person that's just irking you and bothering you that you can't let go. And this just continues to unfold and it like hurts to watch.
It's like when, to be honest, I don't give a shit about Barry, but she keeps showing up to these podcast recordings 3 times a week. And so I didn't know
who you were about to say. And then I looked and it was me.
I have to speak to her 3 times a week, even though I'm not interested in her.
To record 3 times a week. We definitely have to speak more than that.
Oh my gosh.
Calling all my honeys, support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, so then the big bombshell this episode, which is not really a bombshell, but they treat it like such, is that Page Six has reported that John and Dorinda are taking a break. And of course, we know in real life they're not together right now, so it's not super shocking.
Right, because they're not quarantining together.
That some of the ladies are finding this out from Page Six, and then we see all of them one after another in their interviews giving their reactions, and no one is surprised. Not a single person is surprised.
Well, they're not surprised. This was my thought about this last night, actually. The way they did this and they showed this in the episode was kind of bizarre. They didn't show a lot about it. It was kind of like they knew about it already and they were expecting it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like they kept showing it and they weren't like, oh my God, and going to everyone's reaction. They were just talking about it like, yeah, okay, they broke up. But no one was like really consoling her. They were kind of more consoling her because she seemed to have been more upset about Richard's death, which is duh, that'll never go away. But like, it was almost like she was more upset about that because she was comparing breaking up with John to the loss of her husband. And I don't know, the women reacted weird, I think, because they never were really fans of John. So
they were never fans of John. And to be honest, I think it had been a while. I think John and Dorinda were more serious a few years ago.
Yeah.
But it never seemed in the last year or so like Dorinda was really relying on John for anything other than someone to
dry cleaning
with.
Or dry cleaning.
Or dry cleaning, mostly. So anyway, we go on this day trip to an orchard.
Wait, you forgot the worst part of the episode.
Oh my God.
When they go to Luann, goes over to Leah's apartment and spent a good like 5 minutes ripping apart Leah's apartment, which by the way, there's nothing wrong with. Like,
Leah's apartment, I would say, is a very normal, nice apartment.
Yeah. Okay, because it's not your multi-million dollar Upper East Side apartment that's renovated and bigger than she needs. That's absolutely fine.
That's the thing. Like, Leah is the kind of woman where, is she rich? No. But has she done well for herself? Yes. And so she has an apartment that you would expect a real person who is 37 and has worked and has some level of success, but hasn't ever married rich, hasn't ever, you know, she's not a billionaire. She doesn't pretend to be. And even when we were talking to her, it's like, she's a normal person. She has some nice things. She's right. had some success, but she's not, like, pretending that she is an heiress or a socialite.
But also for that reaction, I was very surprised by Luann, because I feel like that's not really Luann to do compared to, like, if Ramona came to Leah's apartment, I would 100% expect that behavior. I guess on my phone, and then I looked up and I was expecting them to be in, like, a jail cell. And I was like, what's happening? Like, her apartment was super cute.
It was disappointing to see that from Luann because it was just so unnecessary.
Yeah. This orchard or vineyard or weed world or whatever it was called.
We go to the orchard, and they're going to be doing a hayride and a apple cider, and it's Luann's idea, and they're going in the corn maze and a wine tasting. And before we get to any of the activities, the fun activities they have planned, they're sitting down at this table. They've been given the choice of cider or wine, and of course they immediately go with wine. And we get probably, I would say, the biggest conflict we've had so far this season.
Yeah.
And so Dorinda is talking about John, and she's talking about John and Richard and how she doesn't really want to talk about it, and she doesn't want to get into it, and whatever.
The second time this season, she doesn't really want to talk about something that she's talking about.
And then Tinsley makes a comment, sort of under her breath, but loud enough for everyone to hear, about how it's a double standard because Dorinda has many times now called her out for not being open about her relationships. And Dorinda does not react well to that. She is really pretty, she says some pretty awful things to Tinsley after that. She says that her chewing gum lasts longer than Tinsley's relationships. She says that not only is she not value added, she is unvalue added, and that she's invisible. And then she says that she can't edit herself to dumbness.
Yeah, it was very nasty, and it was hitting very low. And you can tell that she just targets Tinsley, like targets her. And it got to the point where, you know what? Tinsley should have cried, which she did, but she should have, because it's okay to be strong when someone says those mean things to you, but, like, it's also okay to, like, show your emotion, and what you did was actually mean and hurtful. And, like, she walked away, which is fine, but it's getting to the point where it's, like, kind of unbearable to watch, to be honest. I don't like seeing that.
It was not a fun side of Dorinda to see. And then even yeah. after she cooled down a little bit, she cooled down, but she didn't apologize to Tinsley for what right. she said. She just kind of kept rambling, and we saw her have a little bit of a moment with Leah, which I did think was nice. Leah, I think, has found herself in mm-hmm. kind of a tough position of being sort of the mediator between
right.
Dorinda and Tinsley, and I think she's doing a good job of, you know, towing the line. But, oh, it just is... It's not fun, and I've been hearing for a while that Dorinda was going to have kind of a rough season, and it seems like we're seeing that really come into play now, and even on the preview for next week, it looks like Dorinda's just kind of being rough with Tinsley yeah. and the other women, and it makes me sad, because I like fun Dorinda, but this Dorinda is not fun.
Yeah, and Leah even made a good point in her confessional when she said, Dorinda's really upset about Richard, like I said earlier, but she was like, but what does that have to do with Tinsley? Like, why are you being so mean to Tinsley, you know? So right. but also in the beginning when they first got there, just quickly, I like when Ramona was calling out Tinsley for the heels and the diamonds she was wearing, and then Tinsley said to her, you are wearing the same heels and diamonds, and Ramona goes, oh yeah, like, why are these people picking, like, fights? It's so ridiculous. But side note, I really love this color on Ramona this season. I love a good orange. But we get into this corn maze, and they are now very drunk, and they are split up into teams, which, by the way, were not even. It was Elise, Ramona, and who was it? Luann.
I don't remember.
Oh my god. And then I can't remember. And then, like, Leah, Tinsley, Sonia, and they're all so drunk, going in different directions. Sonia's peeing, stealing corn, chucking corn. Like, I don't know what they're all doing. And also, how did they get out?
Okay, they never...
end goal was?
They didn't... they showed them making it to the little tower in the middle. They did not show them finding their way out of the maze. I don't want to know how long that took. But the funniest thing to me is the camera. You could tell the cameramen were like running around trying to follow them, and the cameras would just like swing around a corner. And that is my dream job, to be holding a camera, running around, following these blackout women in a corn maze. Oh, how do I get?
Well, they should have done the timing like in SpongeBob. They should have done like 1 hour later, like at the end of the corn maze.
That scene could have been 3 hours or 10 minutes. Either way, it was very.
Please, you know, at one point, Ramona was probably like, I don't want to do this anymore, get me out. Like, and they give a flag, like, to see where you.
Ramona's like, I'm calling Andy. This isn't in my contract.
By the way, this didn't happen. We are actually just making up hypothetical situations.
Afterwards, we see Dorinda and Ramona having a little bit of a moment. Ramona seems empathetic, but then in her confessional, she says, we can see Dorinda's pain and who's suffering from it. We are! And that is just, it's so funny because we are weirdly seeing Ramona kind of be the voice of reason this season. But she's still, Ramona is gonna Ramona, and I love it.
Her confessionals are so funny. She has zero sympathy for anyone.
And then probably my favorite moment of the episode, at this wine tasting dinner, everybody is drunk as fuck, and we start talking about small penises, and Sonia says, you never touch a small dick, and honestly, words to live by.
Honestly, the fact that we need to compare dinner scenes, that Beverly Hills is fighting over glam and New York is fighting over penises, like, pick a lane. Like, where do you want to watch? Yeah, honestly, that's pretty good advice that she gave. And we all know these women have been around the blocks. I love them.
Okay, before we get into our interview with Leah, Barry, who is your Bravoleb, your number one Bravoleb in the group?
My Bravoleb this week is Ramona, because she didn't do anything that nasty. Is that a really good reason for her, my Bravoleb? She didn't do anything bad. She looks great, and I'm that color orange is like doing something for me with her. And she was very like well behaved this episode, so yes. I'll give her that.
She's having a good season so far. I'm like keeping her on right now. Mm-hmm. My number one is going to be Leah. We have obviously we spoke to her, but I just think she's doing a good job of kind of working within the group and being supportive and also being entertaining.
Yes. Agreed.
Stick around for our interview with Leah, and then we will be back on Monday with another episode. Thanks, guys.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Welcome back, guys. We are now joined by the lovely Leah McSweeney. Welcome, Leah. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
How are you? How's your quarantine been going?
It's okay.
I know, right? Like that question is so, how do you think it's going?
I know. No, I mean, it's like some days are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like early today. So we'll see how the rest of the day goes. But like, you know, I'm just trying to stay positive. Sometimes it's hard to do, to be honest. But you know, I'm healthy and I have a roof over my head and food on the table. Yes. So I'm okay.
We saw that there's a new puppy in your life now.
Yes, Angel. Like, she's right. Oh, what is she eating? Oh, my God, stop.
Oh, no.
She's, like, eating carpet fuzz.
She's so small.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Angel. This is Angel Marie.
For Hi, everyone baby. Listening, Leah just brought her so beautiful sweet. Little puppy onto the Zoom call, and... She is so tiny.
Oh my gosh. What a big, strong name for such a little girl.
I know. Wait, it's saying my internet connection is unstable, but is it okay for you guys?
You're fine. I think.
Okay. Okay.
Good.
So, okay. So tell us, what has this season been like so far? Obviously, we've been kind of in quarantine the whole time since it premiered, but how are you feeling so far?
I feel like it's obviously just so, it's such a different like experience going through it while this is also happening, mm-hmm. like coronavirus. So, but then again, I don't know any other way to experience it. You know, it's been like, there's something nice about like, just in a way, I feel like I still have my privacy because right. I'm home. And like, that was the one thing that I was like, whoa, that's going to be weird. It's like not having like anonymity or privacy or whatever, you know, like, I mean, obviously I had a small following because of my brand and like my podcast and stuff, but mm-hmm. nothing like, you know, what it is now or what it's going to be. But all in all, the experience has been really good. Obviously, I mean, I've been received well, which is really nice because I cannot imagine being hated by the world during a pandemic. That would be too much for me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Definitely. Like I don't know how Sutton's doing it.
Well, we can talk about that. Sutton might be getting a little bit better as the weeks go on. Hopefully she'll
totally. I feel you. But like I definitely
was like, oh no, Sutton.
Yeah. But it's been an interesting experience though, for sure. It's cool.
Yeah. So being from New York and being in the scene, you've obviously watched the show before.
Yeah.
So coming into it, did you watch any other Bravo shows and who were you most excited to be friendly with or have a relationship with?
So, and I hope like the New York girls don't get mad at me, but I've said this before. I wasn't watching, like I've watched New York in the past, but the past like few years I haven't watched. Like I think the last season I watched of New York was when Luann had her Tom stuff mm-hmm. going on. I mean, like, you know, how could I felt like such a voyeur watching it, but I'm like, oh my God, you know, it was crazy. I was watching,
we all were, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was watching on Bravo, I was watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of Jersey. Those were mm-hmm. like my shows that like I watched, not like fanatically or anything, but like, I really like them, you know? And when I knew that I was maybe going to be on New York, I tried watching that season that was going on 11.
Right.
It would freak me out.
Yeah. I always feel like, is it better to not know anything that's going on or get an idea of what you're getting into?
You know what? I wanted to just walk in and not have too many mm-hmm. preconceived notions about who they were or what, like, cause I knew it was going to be such a different experience being in it than watching it anyway. Like you can watch and be like, oh, I think I'd be friends with her. I'm going to hate her. But right. then when you actually meet the people, you have no idea. Cause what if the girl you like ends up being a bitch to you and the girl right. you don't like ends up being your ally? Well, then you're not obviously going to, you know, everything changes. So there's no point in having preconceived notions going into it. That's how I felt.
So speaking of kind of those first impressions, what were some of your first impressions of the women, and was there anyone that really surprised you?
So I was surprised that me and Luann connected so much at first. And like, I actually don't even think you can, but it was more like a feeling, you know, that mm-hmm. me and her like had with each other. Like, I just got a very warm vibe from her. Of course, you know, Ramona was really, even though she was being like her annoying self telling me to clean and stuff, she was still pretty, like, she wasn't giving me a crazy hard time, you know, like, right. She was being like funny about it all with me, and I didn't take any offense to any of it. But that will change as the season goes on. Sonia, I thought me and her were gonna click sooner, but there was some friction, obviously, me not understanding her Morgan stuff and things like that. And Dorinda, you know, me and her took a few episodes as well to kind of get on the same page.
Right. So going off of that, though, how did your expectations of these women differ?
Well, honestly, I didn't have expectations.
That's good.
I just didn't. I mean, even when they were like asking me before I did the show or before I got on the show, they were like asking me, like, I'm not even supposed to say this shit, sorry. But they're like, who do you think you'll fit in? Who do you think you'll get along with most? And I was like, I'm not answering that because I can't answer that. I have no idea.
Right. Well, then speaking of you getting on the show as well, did you always want to, or did production reach out to you? How did that go of you getting onto the show?
Well, and I mean, I've mentioned this before. I have an esthetician who contacted me, who was like, Bethany is one of my clients. And like, your name came up when me and her were talking, and she wants to know if you'd ever be on the show. I mean, I didn't think that I would ever, like, I live downtown. I said I'm anti-social. Like, I'm not, you know, how do I fit in here? But so that it was very random.
Well, I might want that esthetician's name.
she's great. She's really good.
That's one kind of fun thing I think so far that we've already seen is that you and your relationship with Tinsley specifically brings kind of a fresh vibe to the show that we maybe haven't really seen, or at least not in a while.
Right.
And so how do you think that kind of caused friction with some of the other women? We've seen it with Sonia and certainly with Dorinda, kind of maybe not meshing right away.
I mean, look, I think there's obviously a generational gap, clearly. I mean, that's not a diss. I mean, I was born after them. Like, that's really it. I mean, and one day I'm going to be their age, you know, and I'm going to be like talking to a youngin, like my daughter being like, you don't get it, you know? And you know, I think that that's obviously, you know, you can see that it's clear. It's, like two different worlds kind of trying to mesh, you know, but also the women are all pretty, like, you know, they're open-minded and stuff. I mean, maybe it didn't seem like it with the tattoos and everything. And that really did surprise me, to be honest. I was like, oh my
me
God,
too.
Are you guys like, I was like, everyone had, like, all the people whose music you listen to and the designers at all your favorite fashion houses, like, have tattoos. Everybody has a freaking tattoo. It's like, I'm basic because I have tattoos. Like, I'm a basic bitch. Like, it's pretty normal these days. So that was very surprising. You know, and part of me was like, are they just trying to be, like, trying to haze me right now? And they're, like, looking for any reason, and they can't find one except my tattoos, because I'm well-mannered and I'm pretty nice. So, I don't know if that answers the question.
Your tattoos and your use of texting is a hot topic also.
Oh, exactly. I know. But I feel like, obviously, she kind of does have a point there. And serious conversations really should be over the phone, like, or face to face. And probably so many issues in relationships, like romantic or non-romantic or family or whatever, are because, like, people are texting and not talking to each other. So in hindsight, I really actually think Ramona's right with that completely. And that is something from our generation. It's like, we, and even though I'm a Xennial, I'm not a millennial. I'm like between Gen X and millennial.
Right.
So I grew up, obviously, I'm 37. So I didn't grow up with a cell phone or Facebook or anything like that. But I've become so used to this kind of technology that it is much easier to just text the hard, difficult conversations rather than call somebody. And I'm guilty of that. And, you know, obviously Ramona's from a totally different generation. She's from my mom's generation.
It was so funny when you first joined the show. I was like, okay, I need to get used to her. I think I'll like her, but now I do. I really do. You're one of my favorites. Oh, but then when the whole tattoo thing happened, I was like, are they kidding? I was like, they were walking around like you had a tail. Like tattoos are so normal.
So weird.
In the world. And I know. But speaking of that, did you get your tattoo removed that you were talking about?
No, I didn't. I never did. I do have a couple. Like I had one on my finger that's removed. I have one on my toe that I've been getting removed but I haven't gotten it done in a while. It only takes a couple times for small ones, but it's painful. You know, and I have this chick who, this woman named Bethany who owns a tattoo removal place that I go to get anything like that done. But I didn't. I'm like, you know what? Now after that episode, I really can't ever get it removed. Like I have to just rock my tramp stamp forever.
I love
no,
that.
No judgment.
Thank you.
So obviously on the show right now, we see that you and Tinsley have a really good kind of thing going. We know that she eventually gets back together with Scott and is spending a lot of time in Chicago.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts when that kind of started happening and what we can expect as that unfolds?
I mean, I'm so happy for her because she's so happy and she's getting to be with Scott. And I mean, from what I know and what she's told me, this is the guy that she's been in love with since she met him, you know? So I'm just really happy for her. Of course, when she started spending time there and left me, I was like, what, you know? But I wasn't like mad at her. And I was able to kind of solidify my relationships with the other women before, you know, that happened. So I didn't feel like she was abandoning me or anything. I have my own relationships with all the women, you know, so it's fine.
Right. We love seeing Rob on the show. I was actually really excited to see that and how open and nice your relationship is. Yeah. But how has co-parenting been during quarantine?
So we spent the first like 5 weeks together in Long Island and it was fine. Like we each had our own bedroom and like we had space, but I mean towards the end of the 5 weeks I was like, all right, like, you know, I love this guy, but I need my own space. I'm feeling like not like there's nowhere to come and go from, but I need to feel like I can do that without having to tell anyone anything. Like I'm very like used to being independent, so I'm like, I need to get back to the city. I don't even care, put me in my small apartment, like whatever, I just want my own space, you know. So me and him, he lives a few blocks away from me. So Kiki's been staying with me primarily. She's not staying with him, but he comes over and hangs out.
That's nice.
That's great that you guys live so close together so you can still do that. Because
it's great.
You know, even if you lived in two different neighborhoods right now,
it that would be very difficult. No. It takes me 5 minutes to walk over to him or him to me. So, you know, and we did that on purpose. And it's a great situation with him. You know, I'm very blessed.
What was it difficult, a decision for you to bring your daughter on the show? Because she seems very open in front of the cameras in what we've seen. But what was that decision like as a mom?
Yeah, you know, I think that me and Rob, that was a concern, obviously. I mean, we're her parents. So we're like, all right, well, you know, what are the kids at school going to be saying about me? Or like, you know, now all her friends can like go like see me like naked, throwing Kiki torches wasted, you know, but it's just always been about being open with Kiki and having like honest conversations with her. Angel, stop. No. Sorry if I'm screaming. She's being like a devil right now, actually. But me and him talked about it and like, you know, I mean, we had the conversation and we just think we were both agreed that it's okay as long as she's okay with it. Really, that's what it comes down to.
Right. I like seeing her on the show too, and even her talking about like school and whether or not she wants to go. I think it's really nice that she's not fully on, but she's okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, cause she was, you know, she's like, Mom, this is your thing. It's not my thing. That's like how she was like, she's like, I'll be on it sometimes, but it's not like about me. And like, I don't want it to be, you know,
the real kids of New York.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Was it?
That'd be great.
Was it a weird vibe at all that you're the only woman in the group right now that has kids at home still? Because obviously a lot of these women have older kids, or Tinsley doesn't have kids yet, but...
Right. Well, all the women have, you know, their children, obviously not Tinsley, but the other women, you know, they all have daughters, except like Luann has a son too. And all the daughters are about 24, 25, I think. So I'm actually closer in age with them. than I am with the women. But like, you know, they've all, that's that, see, that's a commonality I have with them, you know, and they've been through what I'm going through with an almost 13-year-old, you know, even though I think most of their kids were in boarding school. But you know, I think that having women who are mothers also and have also dealt with their kids being on the show and things like that, except for Sonia, I think it's helpful, actually.
Right. Are we going to see you dating at all this season?
So, there's a guy that, like, I talk about a little here and there, but it doesn't, I'm not going to say, but you're not going to, no, you're not going to see me go on a date or anything like that.
Maybe season 13.
Yeah, maybe. Because I literally haven't been, even though I'm very tempted to go on a dating app soon, because I just want to.
You're not missing anything. Just letting you
see,
know.
This is the issue. This is the issue, is that I kind of want to date like a Navy SEAL or something. Like, I want like a badass.
Very specific. Yeah.
I know, but like, I want that. He's jumping out of, you know, helicopters and. I don't know.
I could totally see that for you. I'm not sure what Ramona's reaction would be if you showed up to an event with a Navy SEAL.
She better thank him for his service. That's what she better do.
Yes. I don't know about that, but she should. That's so funny.
I have to ask about that night in the Hamptons. You know the one, I'm sure. What was
the one?
What did we not see? Any moments, because that was such a crazy episode. There was so much going on. What was it like being there for that?
Wait, the Tiki Torch night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
If there's anything we didn't see, that is crazy.
I know. Well, actually, so I tried on Elise's like 25 carat diamond ring, and it got stuck on my finger.
I love that.
that you didn't see. They had to we had to grease my finger up. I mean, it wouldn't come off.
My God.
Yeah. That.
Wait, why haven't we seen the ring on the show though? I'd like to see a 25 carat ring.
I don't know, because she doesn't wear it often. She's not a showy person at all.
Right.
I mean, she's probably got more money than everybody combined. So, and double that actually. So, she's just not a showy person. That's not how she is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny. I wish they didn't cut that.
Same.
Are we going to be seeing more of Elise in the next few episodes?
You know, I don't know. Cause I don't get to see, you know, I only get to see the episode 1 week in advance, but, I hope you do. Cause she's cool. She's super cool.
She actually was in tonight's episode or not tonight when we listened to this, but, and when she came on, I was like, oh, Elise is back again. And now she even had an interview in this episode.
Yes,
so I'm like,
yes.
Okay, she's becoming more of a girl in the group, which I like. I like how there's a, you know, the housewives, and there's always that one friend of who is on the show, but gives us the little details that we need.
Exactly. Yeah, no, she's cool.
So overall, how has being on the show been, has it been different from your expectations, or how's your experience been doing a show like this for the first time?
It is a lot harder, a lot more draining than I thought it would be. I think dealing with the group And also it's like cameras, you know, and it is, mm-hmm. I mean, it's fucking, it's 100% real. I mean, look, I mean, like the group text between me and all the women, it's Real Housewives of New York on the phone, like in a group text, you know, but having the cameras on you, you know, it's not like if they show up, I can go, you know what? I don't really feel like doing this today. I'm just going to go to sleep now. You know what I mean? Like, right. I can't do that. So I don't know. It's definitely, it's exhausting. Yeah, it's exhausting, but it's also very rewarding and challenging. And I feel like it's just another, it's kind of peeling back another layer of yourself and getting to know yourself in a whole new way. And also there's things that maybe like, for instance, the issues with my mom, I was trying to like completely keep that away from the show.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible.
Right. Because it's your everyday life.
It's fucking hard. Like, I really tried to. I didn't want to involve her. And it ends up being part of my whole freaking storyline, you know, through the entire season.
Right. Well,
it is. I think it shows when you're willing to kind of let that be open, though, because we saw, I mean, Lisa Rinna has talked about that even this season on Beverly Hills about how, you know, you sign up to show what's going on in your life and it might not be what you had kind of planned on for your storyline, but that's
exactly
where it goes.
And it's actually, it's a lot easier to just let go and not try to hide it or anything, you know, but I also had my mom being like, I don't want to like talk about that on, I'm not going to talk about that on, and then of course she did, you know, like, I don't want to talk about that on camera. I don't want that out there. And then we did. So, and it's just easier just letting it go. I mean, just like letting go of all expectations, just like, you know what, I'm putting it all out there. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to show people my life. And if they hate it, whatever, if they love it also, whatever, because there's just not much else I can do if I'm just being myself.
Right. And it also helps you to connect with other people that maybe are going through the same thing or had Absolutely. Gone through the same thing. Yeah. So I think you're a great, fresh add-on to the show, which we
Thank
needed
you.
Desperately.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Barry, ask your favorite question.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was like, well, we have time. I need to know. If, because I don't know what happened on the night of Sonia's fashion show, if you did end up wearing cashmere set,
yeah,
where would you have worn that Little Kim dress to? You had to have had that hanging like to wear to somewhere special.
Well, you know what, I found it online and I just, because I love Little Kim, really, she's like the her music and her whole vibe and just how she flipped. People will try to look at her and say she's anti-feminist because like that's what people were saying when she came out. And to me, she was like the most empowering because she's like, I'm going to flip this whole misogynistic mm-hmm. way of thinking and be like, actually, fuck you. I'm making you eat my pussy and buy me a bag. And I was like, whoa, she just flipped it on all the dudes and like has all the power now, you know? So, and I also just, I mean, there's many reasons. That's just one of many reasons why I love her. But I found that dress and I'm like, I need to wear this. And I wasn't expecting to wear it to Sonia's fashion show. I was going to wear it at some point, but I didn't know when. And then when I got that, I mean, are we really calling it cashmere? It's not cashmere. I don't
know. I know. It was like, as I was saying it, I was
it's like
perhaps a blend.
I mean, it's like a poly blend of some sort, you know, with like 0.2% cashmere. But then once I got that outfit, I was like, oh, hell no. I'm like, I'll wear the Little Kim dress there. And I had to get it. One of the people that work on the show, I'm like, can I wear this? Like, am I allowed to? Like, is this going to be a legal issue? And they're like,
no, oh, yeah.
It's the image.
It would have been bad if they had to blur out the whole dress.
Oh, my God. That's why I just made sure. Because I'm like, I cannot do
what a
Little
waste
Kim,
that would have been. Yeah.
What a waste. So that's why I had to make sure prior.
Okay, before we let you go, we ask all of our guests, what's the first thing you're looking forward to doing when quarantine is finally over?
I am really looking forward to getting a massage at my favorite place on Canal Street.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds nice.
90 minutes, maybe even longer. I don't know, 90 minutes plus a 30-minute foot massage. I don't know. Like, I'm going all, I'm going to just spend the whole day there. Like, I cannot wait for that. And I can't wait to go to Spa 88, which is the Russian Turkish bathhouse in my neighborhood that I love.
Ooh, I want to go there.
And we go there in the show.
You do? Oh yeah. My gosh.
I think it's in a couple.
These bathhouses are insane. And amazing. You have to know, like, the good ones.
Where do you live?
Can I say this on the podcast for everyone to know? No, it's okay. No, I live on, I'm on.
Oh, but you're in the city. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we're so both in the city.
You're both in the city.
Yeah.
I'm like, so yeah, I mean, we have, there's like two good bathhouses in Manhattan.
So definitely in need of some pampering once this ordeal is through.
Cut out my ass.
I know. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for you to like give me your whole like government, like your social and everything.
No, it's true.
7643.
I would say how spas, like obviously there's so many more important things in life. I know that. And health comes first, whatever. But I was saying how spas, you're just doing a one-on-one appointment. I'm voluntarily making an appointment. If my person's wearing a mask, like, let them do it. I'm all for that. I'm paying.
No.
I know. Thanks. I need my face done. Like I need something.
All that. I know. It's going to, I mean, I feel like there's going to be so many crazy guidelines and like probably the people who do our hair and nails, whatever, are going to be having to wear like crazy masks while they do it all. But
yeah,
we'll figure it out. Where there's a will, there's a way. And us New Yorkers are spoiled as hell. And us girls need all our things done that we do.
We'll
It'll be worth it at the end of this.
Self-care.
It is self-care.
Well, Leah, thank you so much for joining us. This was so fun.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Loving this season of New York and can't wait to see more.
Good. You'll see a lot more. And also, I love Betches, by the way. I think you guys are amazing. Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Betches.